Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the Great Dynamics Podcast. My name is Ahmed Hassan. And today I wanted to talk to you guys about something special, an update, I would say. Something we've been working on for a while. So this is not a normal podcast. This is an editor's note. No guest, just me. And I wanted to give you guys a couple of updates on what we are working on and the guests that are going to come on the podcast. And I want to give an update on where we are with the Great Dynamics Intelligence School and our courses. So let me start with the last one I just mentioned, the Great Dynamics Intelligence School. So we've been working, as many of you guys know, with a third party, Salford University, on an accredited course. And this is not university credits, but these are CPD credits, quality CPD credits, which would mean that our course fulfills the rigorous standards of a continuous professional development course. And do we have to do this for our course to be good? I think personally, yes. From a business perspective, we don't have to, because as we have found out, it is not an easy thing to do, and it takes a lot of time, effort to do so. So I can tell you guys that we've been awarded our certification. And that is great news. You can find that on the Salford website, on the QCPD. I will add it in the show notes. And we only have the last bits of the course then to add. And when that happens, everything is set. And we have really elevated the level and the accessibility, particularly in our course. So we will provide access for people that maybe are hard of hearing or vision impaired. And this goes also to ADHD and dyslexia. And so we're doing our best to make our courses accessible to everybody, as many people as possible. And Salford has been a fantastic help with that. They also offer an MA in Intelligence and Security Studies, which is the studies of intelligence. So it's a little bit different than what we do. And the goal is to start with the pre-sales this month. I know a lot of people have been waiting for the courses, and I really appreciate that, and everybody that showed interest. We're nearing 3,000 waitlisted, which is a number that I cannot even comprehend. When we started this process, we wanted to also only let 100 people do the complete courses as a bundle. We now realize that we might have to adjust that. So we are going to increase the number of people for the first cohort to 300. I know a lot of people still will be disappointed not being able to start. So apologies in advance. I will tell you that if you have a top secret subscription on Great Dynamics, you'll be able to do it first. You get first access. You'll get the first announcements. So people will have that. That's something we've promised from the beginning. So if you don't have a subscription yet, if you don't need it, I wouldn't do it just for the school. But if you like what we do and you want to engage with our reports and our analysis, then I would say, please sign up for a subscription. And if it helps your school access, then I would say sign up for the top secret one. I personally believe it's worth it, and many people have already subscribed. So that's kind of where we are with the course. This month, March 2024, we're going to open the pre-sales. Depending how quickly we sell the 300, we will start in April. That's what we are aiming to do. That's the goal. More details to follow in our email. So if you're not on the wait list yet, please sign up for it. You can do that through school.greatdynamics.com. Just scroll down on the landing page and you will see a wait list where you can just put your email in. We don't ask any more information than that at the moment. So that's where we are with the school. And of course, if you have any questions, please reach out. There's a special email now for that, school@greatdynamics.com, and also, of course, through our socials. The second update that I want to give you guys is also around the school, and it has to do with phase two. So phase one is self-paced courses, like the Intelligence Fundamentals and a couple of others that we have not announced yet. Phase two is Zoom classes, where you have access to a lecturer, small classes between 15 and 20 people, experts, former intelligence professionals, law enforcement, military, private sector. And these people, including ourselves, are going to teach intelligence as a profession and as a product. So there will be assignments, you'll get feedback on those. So it'll be a lot more hands-on. But we have learned from our experience teaching people that it is necessary to let people do the phase one first. So you're only eligible for those if you've done phase one. Secondly, we will also have third-party partners offering their courses. Some are workshops, so that's one day, 6 to 8 hours a course, some a few days, and some a few weeks. And in phase one, there will also be partners that are going to teach at our school. So we will have intelligence courses for people. We have already sold the courses to either organizations or to people that we know to test and to get feedback. So we know what the courses entail. We know what works and what doesn't. And obviously, we're going to keep on improving and updating our course materials. And we're really excited to show you guys what our friends and colleagues have come up with their courses. So there will be courses on very interesting and important problems that we are facing right now, and intelligence on that and how you do that, and convinced that you guys are going to enjoy them. And the classes are going to be taught by world-class experts that are well-known in their professions and that have produced a lot of reports, guides, and some of you guys know them from the guides that they have produced on a website, and more to come. And some people that have been on the podcast that you might have heard speaking, and they're going to do some of their courses. Yeah, we're really excited about that. So that's for the intelligence cool bit. On the podcast, I know we haven't been around. We've been working on a couple of projects, and I'll go into those projects a little bit later in the podcast, but I want to talk about upcoming guests. So in our next episode, and these are all already recorded. So number one is Kevin Real. He's a U.S. intelligence professional with over 3 decades of experience in the intelligence community. Now he works in academia as an intelligence scholar. He just released a book about the FSB. We will have that in the show notes. His podcast will be next Friday, so keep an eye on that. It's absolutely fantastic podcast. If you're interested in Russian security and intelligence formations, then you're in for a treat, because I don't think that anybody has published more and has spoken more about this than Kevin. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear that one. There's another announcement connected to that. We're going to do a giveaway. I will share more about that in the podcast where Kevin is coming on, and on social media, because we talk about what people are reading. So we decided to do something around that. So keep an ear and eye out for that. We will also have a podcast with Ole Donner, who is a German military intelligence professional and is now an intelligence trainer. He trains NATO forces and professionals, as well as private sector and other law enforcement and militaries around Europe. He is going to give a course that will be offered through Green Dynamics' platform, which are around structured analytic techniques. I will say these are a bit more advanced. So I would say take these if you already are working as an analyst, or you have a good understanding of the profession of intelligence analysis and you do that on a daily basis, or you've studied it. I think his courses will be a great addition to that. And it's a lot about cognitive bias and how we think about intelligence analysis. So yeah, really looking forward to that. His courses are also going to start in April. Those will be one-offs. So one day classes are 15 people. So you have to be quick. So that's upcoming. And there's a podcast coming that I'm recording next week with John Atwell, who is a veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. He was there for more than 20 years and also in academia and as a consultant working right now from where he's based in Hawaii. That's going to be an extremely interesting conversation. Then John is going to be one of the people also that's going to give some of his courses and his materials on our school. So that's what we're looking forward to, and more content that he's going to write for Great Dynamics on guides. And in his 2 decades in the agency, he has seen it all and worked as an intelligence officer abroad. So I think he has a wealth of knowledge, and really looking forward to talk to him. So that's the guests that are in the near future. There's some other guests that we are talking to, some that you guys will really enjoy. So I will get back to that when we do another one of these editor's notes. I'm going to do these regularly by myself, just to give you an update what's going on with Great Dynamics and what's going on in the intelligence world and what we've been working on and thinking about. considering what we've been working on, as you guys know, we work offline with clients on intelligence operations, and I don't really talk about that, nor do we really mention that on the website that we do. I don't think there will be a huge change in that because we often try to be as discreet as possible, but we are going to update our website. And there's a new website coming where we will go in a lot more about actually what Grey Dynamics is, because I know a lot of people don't know. Some people think we are journalists. And in some ways, maybe that's true because we do write a lot of articles and reports. But there's a difference between intelligence writing and journalistic writing, even though there is some overlaps. But there's definitely a difference. And in a new website, it will be a lot clearer what we do, what our focuses are, what we're good at, what we want to continue to grow in. I think we will be in a new website presented much more as a company than maybe now people know us more for disparate things like the podcast or our social media following or our reports. And so it's different audiences, which we really enjoy. And we really enjoy engaging with you guys. And I love hearing from people what they think. So please keep doing that. Please keep reviewing our stuff and giving us feedback. We enjoy it. And probably, as you guys know, we implement it. So yeah, really excited about the new website and some other things that will come along with that. When we get closer to the date, I will tell you guys a little bit more about what's going on and what's going to change and what's going to stay the same. And outside of that, I wanted to talk to you guys about what I'm reading at the moment, what I'm doing. I'm actually recording this podcast while I'm on leave. I'm actually looking across from my balcony to the Indian Ocean and enjoying some well-needed rest. So there's some big changes in my personal life, and decided to take a little bit of time off, which I don't think I have done since 2022. While I'm doing that, while I'm sitting by the beach and reading and catching up, at the moment I'm reading a really great book from Terry Hayes called The Day of the Locust. This is Terry Hayes' second book after I Am Pilgrim, which is, I think, one of my favorite intelligence thrillers, espionage thrillers that I've ever read. You know, it's definitely top three. Terry doesn't disappoint. In his second book, it's really good. I understand also that books have to be, especially fiction, has to be romanticized a bit. But it's a really good book, and it's a thick bill. It's over 600 pages. I'm thinking 30% in. I can highly recommend it already. I mean, I don't think that guy misses anything. Yeah, he's a great writer. Outside of that, I haven't been reading much. People ask me sometimes, you know, what other companies and outlets do you read? I really don't that much. I know that sounds silly. I'm really into certain chat Telegram channels. I've been looking at something that I've been writing about, and I might in the near future do a book about it, which is the rise of the tactical groups in non-state actors. So there will be articles and reports that we've done about them, and there's more coming about groups that either train, provide materials and kit for special operation and even terrorists. So there are some very interesting ones. We've seen it, you know, obviously Wagner is a huge one, who had a combined private military contractor / you know, tactical group and a brand in one. Now I'm very interested in the two latter parts of that, on how groups have adopted a formula that has been popularized, you know, I think unintentionally by YouTubers, gun tubers, as they call them, which I enjoy watching. And obviously mainly are American and former service members. And that has been, you know, popularized. America still dominates culture. And we've seen a adaptation and innovation and bastardization of techniques, tactics, and procedures from militaries, but also from non-state actors, from cartels to terrorist groups and et cetera. And even ones that are legitimate, that are service members that get together, and or ex-service members that create tactical groups. And one that just comes to mind is Forward Observation Group. And I would actually love to talk to them, have them on a podcast. But there are more of those. And if I'm not saying it, it's just because I cannot come up with it right now. But yeah, that's a phenomenon and a trend. That's a great dynamics phenomenon that we really like to explore and research and write about. So you will see a lot more on that. You'll see a lot more on intelligent tradecrafts getting into other targets and areas like cryptocurrency and dark web and cyber, something that we are at the moment investing in and exploring. And we're really looking to bring you guys some really interesting analysis and trends and also for our clients that are interested in this, and they will be affected by this. And some of it, you know, sometimes might look a little bit silly, but don't forget, you know, some of these trends are deadly serious. And we will do a lot more about what's going on in Ukraine and in the Red Sea, the Israel-Gaza conflict, or Israel-Hamas, should I say, and the incredible suffering that has caused, I mean, among the civilian population, and looking at, you know, wider consequences that are happening, for example, in Yemen and Somalia and other places. So, and looking again at Ukraine and secondary and tertiary effect inside Russia, in places like Ingushetia and Dagestan and Chechnya and South Ossetia and these type of places where we're seeing like a rise of groups. So yeah, that's something that we're definitely going to explore more. And we're going to explore a lot on intelligence tradecraft. We're going to write a lot more. We're going to create videos on intelligence tradecraft. Some of the videos will be from the school. Some of them will be novel. Yeah, this is not something that is in the near future, but it's coming. And we're going to publish our own intelligence and other types of tradecraft guides, but also guides on organizations, on groups, and that will be available through our new website and that you can buy and that you can use for your own research. And as you guys are used to from Great Dynamics, they'll be visually stunning and pleasing. And I think that's something that I would like to close with in this podcast. And that is why when people ask me, you know, why Great Dynamics does the way we do the things that we do. And that's because I think to write intelligence or articles that maybe don't have any intelligence value, but why we do the way we do is because we believe that you write and you create, for the lack of a better word, content for people to engage with it, to read it, to make people think, to make people, to help people make decisions and understanding, improve understanding. And we believe that needs to be done with a certain aesthetic. And obviously this is a very subjective thing, but people like beautiful things. And if you integrate a beautiful aesthetic in your work, that really helps and, that has impact, and it makes people want to read your stuff. It makes people want to watch your videos. So style is important. And that's what we are seeing with the groups that I mentioned. You know, information operations are run on aesthetics. And we're seeing aesthetics that work now being exported to other conflicts and places. And not saying that we're doing information operations, but I think aesthetics are extremely important. So sometimes our work may take a little bit longer. It may be a bit more intricate, but I think our visual elements and the way we structure our writing is just as important as sometimes what we write. And I know that sounds a bit silly, but yeah, that's where we are right now. And that's what makes Great Dynamics. I think at the end of the day, I would want people to look at our products and our services and say, hey, that's Great Dynamics. I recognize that, because we want to do things in a certain way, and aesthetics and beauty is a big part of that. And not just for the sake of it, but there's a symbiosis between the two. And one fantastic example that I wanted to highlight is the Norwegian Intelligence's threat report for the year. You can find that on their website, and it's beautifully made. It's really, I'm giving big kudos and a shout out to the Norwegian Intelligence Service for creating a report that is visually stunning, but the information in it is at the center, and the aesthetic helps highlight that. it doesn't take you aback when you see a wall of text. It's really well done. And whoever styled that, you know, if you're listening, and I know a lot of people in Norway do, my hats go up to you guys. And yeah, great job. And that's it for me, guys. Thank you. I will talk to you guys next time. And probably the next podcast you will hear will have a guest. As I said, Camera Reel is coming on. And if you have any questions and you like what we do, yeah, please give us a review. Please email us, send us a DM on social media. We're pretty good at answering. So thank you and have a wonderful day, and speak to you guys soon. Bye-bye.